Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe it.
Bingo!
Okay, we're back, and so are you. And is my microphone going to work with the new mixer that we got?
It's not a mixer.
It's literally just an app. But let's try this.
Okay, we're back, and so are you. Welcome back to the Good Hockey Podcast, brought to you by Talentchuk.
That was nice.
You sound good?
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. It was like auto-tuning, yeah. a nice harmonization or something.
All right, well, I'm on the crisp and warm setting right now. Maybe I could do classic radio. How about this? Does this sound more? We got the inside scoop to all the things that you need.
Damn right it does.
All right, I'm just going to go crisp and warm. So, yeah, I'm Cal. That's Chuck. What's up, dude?
Not much. I somehow lost last week's fantasy in the Good Fantasy Hockey League. 4-10 to Fraser's team, and as far as I could tell, he's not very active. There were a couple of nights where he didn't have players starting, they were sitting on his bench. My team has just really been struggling the last couple weeks. I have been lacking production from guys like Adrian Kempe, Ekblad going on to IR for long term, probably not coming back for the regular season. It's really, really sad for me, but I'm just looking to make a couple moves before the playoffs settle in and, you know, hopefully be able to make it to the finals or close to the finals. But I'm not feeling too optimistic about this team anymore.
Yeah, well, the trade deadline is passed, and I just wanted to get Nichushkin from you. Couldn't find out a deal that made it worth. I also wanted to try and pick up Devon Taves from Tyler, but he wasn't willing to give it up. I was even willing to package something with Adam Fox if I could get another forward or maybe a top-tier goalie to package Devon Taves, that asset, and then, you know, I give him Fox and something else back, and it just didn't ever work out. So
yeah,
it's kind of unfortunate because there's not much to find on free agency right now.
No, not at all.
So spooky situation. This is the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. It is designed to find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule. For fantasy hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. The Stream Strategy has compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of the week. Charlie, the research master, has compiled this list, and you can find it posted on Reddit. There's a great text version. I think we're banned from Reddit for this week, but maybe by the time this episode comes out, it'll be available.
Regardless, it'll be on Reddit. It just won't be posted by the Good Hockey Pod Reddit account. But it'll be on the Fantasy Hockey subreddit. Under some other name.
You can listen to the podcast wherever you're listening to it here, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and YouTube. Schedule Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are your on nights, so more than half of the teams in the league are playing. Monday, Wednesday, Friday are your off nights. Less than half of the teams in the league are playing. Monday got 5, Tuesday 9, Wednesday 6, Thursday 9, Friday 7, Saturday 9, Sunday 9. Good schedules we like. Arizona, Buffalo, Carolina, Edmonton, LA, New York, Seattle, St. Louis, and Vancouver. All of those teams beside Vancouver have 4 games for this upcoming week. The Coyotes, the Sabres, the Oilers, the Kraken, and the Blues all have 4 games in addition to 3 off nights. All of those schedules being Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as the off nights. So those are your go-to teams. Coyotes, Sabres, Oilers, Kraken, and Blues.
That's right.
Now, Charlie, you've noted that many teams have schedules heavily skewed towards the weekend. So Thursday and Sunday is especially heavy. And we're not really including them as much in this list because we're focusing on the week portion, which is more Monday to Wednesday. It's funny because this week portion is actually the shorter episode.
Yeah,
it only covers 3 days, but the weekend covers 4 days. I've always found some irony in that. Bad schedule, stay away from the Predators, the Devils, the Senators, the Flyers, the Capitals. Yeah, Many teams only play once between Monday and Wednesday, but have more favorable matchups and remaining schedules than these teams. All right. All of our information is sourced from Yahoo, Fantasy, Public Leagues, The Score, Frozen Tools, and DailyFaceoff.com. D-Y-O-D, do your own due diligence. Stop blaming us for things being changed the day of a game.
That's Charlie, right.
Let's go through this lovely streamer list which you have put together.
Starting off with the Arizona Coyotes, I'm taking a look at Clayton Keller. He's got a season ranking of 98, rostered in only 68% of leagues. On the first forward line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. I also like the look of Nick Schmaltz, season ranking of 264, rostered in 43% of leagues. First forward line, first power play unit, no PK time. Also, Alex Galchenyuk, season ranking of 613, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's still playing up on that first forward line and second power play unit, so some great deployment from Galchenyuk and a lot of value with only 3% rostered. Also, Shane Ghostybear, he's been fantastic all season long. That's why he's got first defensive line, first power play unit, and first PK unit deployment. Season ranking of 252, rostered in 48% of leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really excited, but I feel like they kind of run their course. Yeah. Don't really have too much data to quantify my claim here, but let's just move over to the Buffalo Sabres. Charlie, I streamed Jeff Skinner over the weekend. He managed to pick up a goal.
Yep.
In at least one game. And he has another game tonight. I love when you can get a weekend streamer that has a good weekend schedule, like two games over 3 days, and then they also play on Monday. Not much better than that, because you get amazing. Like a free ad for the next week.
Yeah.
So obviously we have just Jeff Skinner on this list for the Buffalo Sabres streamers, but take us through the rest.
Yeah, it's really just a broken record for the Buffalo Sabres. As you're saying, Jeff Skinner, he's on the first forward line, first power play unit, season ranking 155, rostered in only 24% of leagues. Tage Thompson, the attention is picking up a little bit for Tage Thompson. He's got a season ranking of 103, rostered in 57% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit, and second PK unit. Dad, what were you going to say there?
Nothing. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Tage Thompson's certainly a guy now.
Yeah, for sure. He's
not as much as Ryan Hartman is now a guy, but he's now a guy. 30, eh?
He's pushing up to 30. He's getting close. Yeah.
True.
I'm also liking Alex Tuch as usual, season ranking of 408, rostered in 21% of leagues, first forward line, first power play unit, second PK unit, and Henry Yokiharu, season ranking of 643, rostered in 0% of leagues, first defensive line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. That is a deployment play for Yokiharu, but with deployment like that, you know, always opportunity to get some points and some shots, some hits, whatever you might be looking for.
Let's move right over to the
Carolina Hurricanes.
Whoa, it's like a Decepticon just joined the call or something. Looking at Carolina, we got Seth Jarvis up on that first line. He has no specialty deployment, though, so it's really just the first line deployment that makes him a streaming option. Season ranking of 349, rostered in 5% of leagues. Also, Martin Aitches. Season ranking 283, rostered in 42% of leagues, second forward line, and second power play unit. I still like the look of Jacob Slavin, even though he has been demoted from the power play. He's got a season ranking of 210, rostered in 57% of leagues, on the first defensive line and second PK unit. And finally, from the Carolina Hurricanes, I'm going to be taking a solid look at Antti Raanta this week. Season ranking 91, rostered in 26% of leagues. He is the backup goalie, so monitor the starting lines to see when Raanta is playing.
Yeah, Raanta is a great snipe for a goalie stream any day of the week. Probably not getting enough starts for him to be a hold. Let's move over to the
Edmonton Oilers.
Starting off with Jesse Puljujarvi. Season ranking of 209, rostered in 25% of leagues. He's on the first forward line. No power play time, which is a little odd, but I could see that changing, and no PK time. I also like Kyler Yamamoto, season ranking of 319, rostered in 26% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, second power play unit with no PK time. Cody Ceci is a deployment play. He's on the first defensive line and first PK unit. season ranking of 373 is higher than I would have expected for somebody like Cody Ceci, but I guess he's putting up some hits and blocks. He's got a roster percentage of 7%. And finally, from the Edmonton Oilers, I'm keeping a little bit of an eye on Duncan Keith. Season ranking of 558, rostered in 5% of leagues. He's got second defensive line deployment, second power play deployment, and second PK deployment.
Yeah, for me, I've only really got an interest in Puyo Jarvi and Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you know who Michael Jackson's favorite hockey player was?
I have no idea.
Cody C.
What was that?
Cody C.
Right. I think this
Cody
joke...
Cody C.
Okay, I get it now.
Wait, was the robot voice fucking up?
No, I think the joke was just going over my head the first okay, couple okay. times. I wasn't picking it up.
All right, let's check out
the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, from LA, got a couple of guys who are pretty much a broken record. Once again, Alex Iafallo, season ranking of 203, rostered in 14% of leagues. First forward line, first power play unit, first PK unit. The amount of deployment value that is there with Iafallo is insane. Adrian Kempe, season ranking of 97, rostered in 40% of leagues. First forward line, first power play unit, no PK time. With all the injuries to the blue line, Sean Durzi is currently playing on the first defensive line, first power play unit, and second PK unit, rostered at only 17% with a season ranking of 393. I also want to talk about Trevor Moore, season ranking of 127, rostered in 13% of leagues. He's on that second forward line, second power play unit. And finally, Victor Arvidsson with a season ranking of 160, rostered in 39% of leagues, second forward line, second power play unit, no PK time.
Okay, let's see what's up with the New York Rangers.
Alexis Lafreniere has been demoted to the third line after having a very strong couple of weeks. I don't know why this happened, but he's on the third line, second power play unit with no PK time, rostered in 26% of leagues, season ranking of 365. Frank Vetrano is getting a try on the first forward line and second power play unit, season ranking of 371, rostered in 13% of leagues. I'm also keeping an eye on Ryan Lindgren, first defensive line, second PK, no power play time, rostered in only 4% of leagues, season ranking of 421. Also, Alexander Georgiev, season ranking of 388, rostered in 14% of leagues. He is the backup goalie, so as usual, just monitor starting lines, do your due diligence to see when Georgiev will be starting.
The Seattle Kraken had a few streaming options this week. Really take us through them.
From the Seattle Kraken, I'm liking Ryan Donato, season ranking of 468, rostered in 1% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit. Alexander Wenberg, season ranking of 562, rostered in only 4% of leagues, first forward line, second power play unit. Jordan Eberle, season ranking of 396, rostered in 18% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit as well. And finally, Adam Larsson, because everybody needs hits. Well, not everybody, mostly everybody needs hits. Season ranking of 508, rostered in 12% of leagues. He's on the first defensive line and second PK unit.
Yeah, Adam Larsson's a peripheral daddy. Okay, St. Louis Blues. Oh, wait, hold on.
St. Louis Blues also have a good schedule. Have good players with low roster percentages and good deployment means value.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got, Chuck?
Kicking it off, Brandon Saad is on the first forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. Lots of deployment, rostered in only 11% of leagues. Season ranking of 232. There's a lot of value with Brandon Saad. I also like Robert Thomas. I've been streaming him on and off all season long. Season ranking of 253, rostered in 26% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. If you're streaming Thomas, don't be expecting many shots or hits or goals. He is essentially an assist specialist, but he's
assist only.
Very, very close to a point per game. So you can almost guarantee one assist out of Robert Thomas per game. That was nice. I like that filter a lot, whatever that one was.
It's called Dream.
That one felt something like that.
Nice.
I'm also taking a look at Nick Leddy. He's only rostered in 2% of leagues, and he's on their first defensive line. Going to be getting those defensive peripherals or just peripherals in general. Season ranking of 788 is not attractive, but when you're playing on the second and third defensive line of the Detroit Red Wings, you're not expecting much out of him. And of course, Ville Husso, season ranking of 75, rostered in 67% of leagues. I don't even know if I should call him the 1B goalie. He might be the 1A goalie for St. Louis at this point. 1A. Yeah, but he's been playing great. He's been doing very well. Rostered at only 67%. That should be closer to the 90% in my opinion. He is definitely a must start for any league.
Next up, the Vancouver Canucks. Some line movement, let's go through.
Taking a look at Tanner Pearson, season ranking of 176, rostered in only 5% of leagues. First forward line alongside JT Miller, who's playing, I don't even know what he's playing like, but he's playing like a superstar right now. Second power play for Tanner Pearson as well. Brock Besser is only rostered in 69% of leagues, which is why I've included him in this list. Nice, exactly. Season ranking of 153 on the second forward line, first power play unit. Go pick up Besser if he is available in your leagues. He had a slow start to the year, but he has been very consistent since the 2022 calendar hit. I also like the look of Tyler Myers. First defensive line, first PK unit, rostered in 16% of leagues, season ranking of 307. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, slightly less exciting than Myers because he doesn't give the blocks or hits peripherals, and he's not too great at getting points this year. Season ranking of 286, rostered in 42% of leagues, first defensive line, second power play unit, no PK time. And finally, Yaroslav Halak, who has been playing incredibly well for the Vancouver Canucks over the last month and a half. He is rostered in only 7% of leagues, season ranking of 386. He is the backup goalie, so monitor the starting lines. You gotta look for the starting lines for these backup goalies, guys. I can't make predictions about when they're gonna play.
All right, Charlie, this week's stream strategy is brought to you by pucklatches.ca and their Father's Day sale. If you use the code DADDAD, you get free shipping on single item orders. And if you use the code Puck, P-U-C-K, you get 20% off. So if you're ordering multiple items, it's probably better go for the 20% off.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie, you have a dad, right?
Of course I have a dad.
Does he like hockey?
Of course he likes hockey.
But he probably was watching hockey before, in a generational era prior to you.
I can only assume as much.
Charlie, wouldn't you love to see him celebrate that nostalgic atmosphere on Father's Day and think about how great of a son you are?
That would be beautiful. It would be ideal.
All right, Charlie, for the price of two beers on a Friday night at a bar, you can get a pucklatches.ca shirt shipped directly to your front door with the code DAD. That's for the price of a chill night out, you know, two deegs. You can get that shit shipped right to your father. That's at
pucklegends.ca. You can get t-shirts on Jerome Iginla, on Thomas Caberlet, Doug Gilmore, Doug Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, newly updated Mario Lemieux, and
yeah.
Let's go over to the stream strategy, Charlie. Every night this week has opportunity for streaming, since the heaviest on night is just 9 games.
Yep.
So there should be opportunity. Plenty of high value streamers to look for. What is your stream strategy for this week?
My stream strategy is I'm going to be looking for Tage Thompson. Predominantly going to be looking for Tage Thompson. I'm going to look to pick him up today on Monday. Hold him for the whole week, as Buffalo has a great schedule for the whole week. I'm also taking a look at streamers like Seth Jarvis and Antti Raanta from the Carolina Hurricanes. Probably going to pick them up Monday, hold them for the back-to-back on Monday, Tuesday, and then reevaluate, look for some other streamers. And I'm also taking a look at the St. Louis Blues. Brendan Saad and Robert Thomas, as well as Nick Leddy, all have a lot of value as streamers. And with a great schedule this week, I'd likely be picking them up Monday and holding them for the whole week, if that's possible. What about yourself?
All right. I'm going to probably sit on Jeff Skinner because there's a nice schedule for Buffalo this week.
Yep.
If Tage Thompson makes himself available, I'll definitely be giving him a look. I'm also interested in Seth Jarvis and I think the most fun one for this week is probably Ryan Donato, who has that optimal streaming deployment with the first line forward, first PP unit, and only 1% rostered.
That is a dream.
That is beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. PuckLessons.ca, code dad, code good, code puck. Figure it out. Your daddy will love you if you get him that shirt. And follow us on Reddit. Follow us on this stuff. Okay, cool.
All right, everybody. Good luck this week. And yeah, hit up Puck Legends.
It's the last week for the Good Fantasy Hockey League regular season. Then we're hitting up the playoffs next week. That's exciting because the playoff episodes will be a bit more intense, I bet.
Yeah. You could probably go a little bit more in depth on why we're streaming, who we're streaming.
Hopefully we're unbanned from Reddit by then. We got banned for like, they said using multiple accounts to share.
We got banned because we were sharing our podcast episodes in the Leafs subreddit, and for some reason they don't like that. So they sent us a warning, and then last week, I think like 2 or 3 days in a row, we posted 2 episodes a day into there, and Reddit, I guess the Leafs Reddit was not having it. They sent us a ban, which is crazy.
The Leafs subreddit sucks a lot.
It does suck a lot. I'm not going to lie. I try to avoid it. I find it's very hypocritical. One day you have people crying about Mitch Marner's contract and everybody in the comments is talking about how ridiculous it is. And then the next day he's had a 3.9 and everybody's saying how it's a great value contract and you got to love Mitch Marner and all this stuff. So very hypocritical back and forth.
All right, let's get off.
All right, folks. Good luck.
Thank you for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.